So the SABC has for many a moon, I'd say a couple of decades, even before democracy, their mandate has been called into question and their ability to deliver on it as a public broadcaster. We're joined now live on the line by Director of Media Monitoring Africa, William Bird. I mean, it's Media Monitoring Africa putting together a report on the SABC's political coverage of the national elections. And William, it seems as though you're pleasantly surprised here. For the first time in a while, you say that the SABC has attempted to take on highly controversial and politicized issues.
Hi, good afternoon. Yes, they have. You know, it was over, we monitor them as well as, well, in total, we monitored 60 media over the elections period, and we looked at how they reported on the elections. And what we found particularly surprising and pleasing for the SABC was that they actually reported the elections in an overwhelmingly fair manner, as did the majority of other media, I must add, including EWN, for example. But the reason why this is so significant is that if you go back to our last local government elections, we found evidence there for the first time in our democratic history of clear systemic bias. In other words, it was clear in 2016 that there were efforts to deliberately favor and disfavor certain political parties, so effectively are seeking to undermine democracy. And this time, given the SABC's parlous financial state, we see that they actually moved significantly away from that to have overwhelmingly fair coverage. And that it's an incredible achievement in an organization that's been going through the kind of turmoil that they have been going through. So it really is something that if people are looking for something to feel good about, that's something they can take away.
It certainly makes for pleasant reading, especially with a long list of allegations of tampering with the SABC's mandate and really management not living up to the ideals that the SABC should stand for. Is this going to last, though, do you think, William? I mean, at the end of the day, the SABC is a massive behemoth. It still has its problems. It's on its knees financially. And, I mean, one good reporting of one election is not going to change that.
No, but, and certainly, you know, it needs the guarantee. The fact that it's shameful and embarrassing and disgraceful that government and Treasury have failed to give the SABC their guarantee. That said, what we do have, though, is a clear evidence. And remember, this is the first time we've ever had a properly independent board at the SABC. That is still the case. We also have senior executives who are there who are effectively doing their jobs and doing them to the best of their ability. If you look at their news, you see that over the last 3 years, they've been consistently clear about protecting their editorial integrity. And in the elections period, when it came time for Mr. Motsoeneng to challenge them and demand that they covered his rally live and full, they said no, and they outlined their reasons why. He took them to court, and the SABC board and management defended them, and they won, clearly. And that's a clear indication that this isn't just a flash in the pan incident. This is something that suggests that provided they get the support, and yes, there will be efforts to undermine it, but provided we keep an eye on them and we support them, the SABC will continue to grow from strength to strength and rebuild its credibility. And that, let me tell you, is a good thing for not just the SABC, but for all of the media in South Africa, as they increasingly come under pressure from all sorts of places.
Indeed. William Bird, Director of Media Monitoring Africa, talking about a very encouraging appraisal of the SABC delivering on its mandate in its election coverage there. Just to underscore how critical that is, let's remind ourselves, SABC is very often the only news source for the majority of South Africans across the country. So to see that it's delivering on its mandate to be a public broadcaster and do it in a fair manner is certainly to be applauded.